Thanks for tuning in to the Female Creative Talks podcast. I love having you here, and it is my mission to bring you the greatest tips, industry updates, and know-how from those that have been there, done that, and got the t-shirt to help you on your business journey. I know that you have it in you to grow your business, and I am going to show you how. And don't forget, if you want more information on the Female Creative and how I can take you from idea to action, then head to my website, www.thefemalecreative.co.uk, or use the link in the show notes. Now, let's get started. You are tuned into episode 3 of the Female Creative Talks podcast with me, Hannah Roper, founder and director of The Female Creative. Today we are interviewing the wonderful Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose is founder of Black Rose Creative, based in Gosport, which is where she lives with her husband and two children, and is always on a mission to love fierce and live fierce. With over 30 years of creative passion and a background in fine art, photography, and graphic design, Mandy cannot remember a time when she wasn't creative. In 2018, she established her design company, Iris Pintano Design, which has evolved into Black Rose Creative, a unique business that not only continues her journey as a design studio, but also is home to Love Fierce creative classes. Mandy's mission is to create powerful, meaningful design with purpose, providing a service which is emotive, not only encouraging a culture of creating and dividing opinion, but also promoting this, embodied in a great, unique, hand-based design. Through her Love Fierce classes in modern calligraphy and journaling, Mandy is growing a community which empowers, unites, and encourages. Let's hear about Mandy and her business. Welcome, Mandy, to the Female Creative Talks. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been absolute pleasure. I've been so excited about doing today. So it's just literally, it's a dream come true as well. Podcast is one of those things that I've always wanted to do. So thank you for making part of my dream come true.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's the same. I've always wanted my own podcast. And I, recently just thought, you know what? Let's just do it and let's just see how it all works out. So welcome to the Female Creative Talks. Tell me about Black Rose Creative.
Wow. Black Rose Creative is basically, it's kind of progressed from my original company, which I formed back in 2018, which was Iris Pintano Design. But as with everything, I've realised that obviously I've grown with that and I wanted to kind of expand it more. So basically what Black Rose Creative is now is it's a design business, which was part of Iris Pintano. But now I've kind of branched out and I'm teaching journaling and modern calligraphy classes and basically other classes where I'm working with fellow creatives to kind of basically teach and explore other areas of journaling and how to record a specific moment and how you feel and really bringing that mindfulness into that present, as well as kind of teaching people how to then go on. And a lot of the time it's just literally how to just start.
Yeah.
A lot of people just get so bogged down with like having all the right things. And sometimes it's just actually having that nerve to actually say, today is the day, right here, right now is where I'm going to start.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I try and teach within my classes as well. But obviously with the design side, I offer prints, stationery. I do design services. So it's like all the illustrations, wedding stationery, basically anything and everything. So I have a lot of hats, but it is amazing. I'm doing everything that I've absolutely loved because design has been such a key part of my life. And it's always been something that has meant so much to me. So to be able to do that and then add to it is just, is something that I never expected to happen. So it's happened really nice and organically. It's just hopefully something a little bit different as well for people. And it's basically, like I say, it's aimed at people who don't know where they want to start within their journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the calligraphy, it's just teaching people that it doesn't have to be a big, massive, grand piece of of artwork at the end of it is just literally just taking that 15 minutes just to just create something. And it doesn't have to be amazing every single time. Mm. It's just, again, having that bravery and that courage to actually just create something. Because, again, like, I've had that fear where it's literally been like, oh, you're not good enough to keep on doing this, and people's going to think you're a fraud. And you get so overwhelmed with that sometimes you just literally just need to sit down with a sketchbook and just do something. So it's, again, encouraging people to keep on having that consistency with it.
Yeah. And taking that step, isn't it? And just doing it rather than spending so much time thinking about what they want to do, mm-hmm. actually taking time to do it. And you recently opened a premises as well, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, again, this is something that's kind of happened so organically. If you would ask me this time last year, like, oh, by the way, man, you're going to have your own premises, I'd be like, no, that's never going to happen. Because I was literally just, I knew I wanted to do something bigger. And the fact that it's happened a lot quicker than what I kind of originally anticipated, which is amazing. But again, it keeps me in that movement and that spur, and it's like, okay, this has happened now, so this is what I want to do. And it's kind of making me realize that I'm more capable and I'm actually more able of more to create more for myself.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people always have reasons why it's not usually possible. It's usually like money, time, you know, obviously family responsibilities, but if you want something, only you can actually take that step forward and actually create that for yourself. And if you want it, you have to make sure you go and do it, because nobody else is going to get that for you. And this is something that I've learned definitely along the way. It's just literally like, no matter how big the step is, as long as you keep on going forward rather than staying where you are. If you're not happy where you are, take control and actually do something about it, because nobody else will.
Yeah.
And you don't want to then kind of go 2 years on where you kind of go, oh, I wish I'd just pushed myself that little bit more and actually done something that I really wanted to do. So again, like, I kind of had that experience where I was stuck in a office job that I really detested. And one of my colleagues was saying, like, oh, you've still got another 30 years of this, 30, 40 years of this before you can retire.
That's not helpful, is it?
No, but it also gave me that massive kick, like, where I kind of thought, you know what? That's just brought me down so much, and I need to listen to that and then realize, okay, this is not going to be good for me, this is not going to make me happy, so what is it that I now need to do? And again, like with my journaling, it's just creating a way that I'm consistently questioning myself and encouraging myself to grow and recognizing what it is that I'm feeling. And again, that's fed into my business, so again, I'm always questioning things like, what is it that I can do, how can I make this better, how can I make this grow? How can I talk to more people about this? It's kind of, everything has all like fed in so beautifully. And it's not until like you start stepping back and you've seen the bigger picture that you realize how much you've created.
Yes.
And I think that is something that a lot of people don't necessarily realize as well.
Mm.
And it's, success is not necessarily about money. For me, it's not necessarily always about money, obviously. To have enough money to be comfortable is amazing. And obviously in business, you do want to make money.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that is an aspect of it for me. But it's also all the other things. It's bringing joy and creativity to other people and teaching them ways and empowering them and bringing more to their lives that they might not have necessarily have thought that they was capable of.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. So tell us then, where did the original idea come from for you to start your business?
So it was about 3 years ago. So it was not long after I had my second son. Basically, I wanted to do something, as I mentioned, I've studied in graphic design and everything. So when I had my second son, I couldn't really spend as much time creating an actual piece of design. So I knew I'd have to have like an hour or two to kind of really focus. I was feeding him myself, so he was pretty much constantly on me most of the time. So I needed to kind of find something that was creative that I could literally pick up and put down, like if he needed me. So that's how I got into calligraphy. Sorry,
right.
And I literally just got an iPad and Apple Pencil, so I could literally just pick it up, start doing bits, and then put it down when he needed me, or I could kind of sort of like try and sort of like
try and carry it around.
Multitask. That's how I got into the calligraphy. And with the journaling, basically I had a really hard time at one point where I had a pretty much an emotional breakdown, and I recognised I needed to do something. So I started looking at journaling, but I wanted to get a journal where it was not just literally, because at the time there was like journals where it was like recording how much water intake, and basically the pumps was very much there for you, but it wasn't something that was making me want to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And some of them were so beautiful, and it was, again, I didn't want to spoil them.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted a journal where I could add sections to it, to how I needed to use it. So to plan, to kind of write how I was feeling, work through, and like mindset. Mindset was such a massive thing to me. And that wasn't actually around. So I just grabbed a notebook and just began doing it myself. But I was able to embody the modern calligraphy side to it. So I've managed to practice that.
Yep.
As well as doing my journaling. So the calligraphy would ground me before I started working on my actual prompts. But again, it was kind of like, it was that natural flow where the pages were blank, but then I'd write like a quote in between that would inspire me. And then it would kind of then help me to question and then further my thinking and go deeper with it. And yeah, that's kind of basically how it came about. And then as I was, as I got more confident with my calligraphy, I was doing gift tags and things. And my mother-in-law, not Christmas just gone, but the Christmas before that, she was like, you need to do something with this calligraphy, Missy, this year. And then here I am.
Fantastic.
And yeah, so it's kind of been, it's been a pretty jam-packed year, considering obviously the year that's kind of
that
not a lot
all
has
had.
Really happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's literally, it's been a total year of like growth for me. So I'm very, very appreciative of that.
And that's incredible kind of to hear that journey and hear how what started off as something for you and for your benefit has then grown into a business. So how did you take it from you experiencing it to going, okay, I'm now going to make money doing this? How did that transition happen?
Basically, my husband, he had a little flip through my journal. Obviously, he didn't read any personal bits, but he was like, you know what? I think a lot of people's going to benefit from this. And I was kind of like, yeah, I'll see. And then I heard about Jennifer Sanchez open up the Liberty Lounge.
Yep.
And I was like, oh God, she sounds like somebody that I really want to, you know, I would love to work with. And then a couple of days sort of like passed, and I was like, you know what? And I remember this so distinctly. My son, he was eating his lunch, and I picked up my phone and I just said to myself, I'm going to call her. I'm not going to sit here and make up reasons. I'm going to call her right now. So I dialed the number and I called Jen and I said, look, I've got this idea. I says, I don't know if it's something that you'd be possibly interested in, but I've started working on this journaling. And I think it's something that's kind of, you know, it's been pretty unique to me, but obviously, I'd love to sort of like maybe talk to you about it a bit more. And I also do a bit of modern calligraphy, so maybe we could kind of do like a joint class or whatever. And she's like, yes, yes. So met with her. She looked through my journal and she's like, get booked in. So Michelle, who was the lady that was doing the bookings at the time, she says, do you want to do one or two classes a month? And I says, you know what? I'm going to push myself. I'm going to do two classes. And then lockdown happens.
Yeah.
But I was able to do that via Zoom. So to me, even to just teach through Zoom was gave me that more confidence. And then I thought, right, I really want to make this grow. And the feedback that I was getting from the classes as well just made me realise how important it was and how needed it was.
Yeah.
So that pushed me on further as well. So I basically kind of realised that once I took myself out of my comfort zone, which is really hard, but that's where you grow.
Yeah.
And again, like doing the easy stuff will kind of get you through the day, but it's not going to get you very far in the grand, you know, in the bigger picture, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So sometimes you have to just literally, and I mean, one of the things that I always remember is about Mel Robbins. She said about the 5 second rule.
Oh, I love the 5 second rule.
Oh, it's literally stuck to me, and it's just one of those things where I'm just literally like, okay, if I think about this too much, I'm going to talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
So that's, you just have to literally just do it. But before I'd even started, like obviously my journaling journey, I'd also worked within Arbonne as well. And I spoke with a few people, and some of the consultants are just absolutely incredible with that. So a lot of my mindset has come from that, which has then helped me to grow into my journaling as well. So,
which is amazing, yeah. Because especially with network marketing companies, sometimes they can get quite a bad rep. But actually, from somebody, I've also experienced Arbonne myself and grew a lot in terms of my mindset from being part of that organization and being around leaders. You know, leaders, not only leaders in business, but leaders in creativity and leaders in mindset and confidence. And yes. I think it helps massively. So tell us what you have learnt along the way then of this journey.
Oh, my God. It's so much. literally, this is the thing. I was kind of like, right, I have to write some of these things down because I know I'll look back on it afterwards and I'll go, oh, I should have said that. And it'll be like that. But yeah, the first thing that I wrote down was like, I'm more capable of like anything that I ever thought I was.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, I've let my fear stop me from doing so much for so long. I think for me, it's probably frustrating that I hadn't have been braver sooner.
Yeah.
And shut that fear down. But I know where I am mindset wise now, I'm definitely more capable than what I would have been even if I'd done that years ago. So there's no point in dwelling on like regret.
Yeah.
Everything is one of those natural progressions. So but it's just literally, yeah. I mean, it's just, there's always so much information out there as well.
Yeah.
And again, I was so fearful of the business side of it and like the money and the finance and you're like, oh, and then it's the tax and all that sort of thing. You can literally learn whatever you need to learn. And there's so much information out there. And again, like there's so much support. So as you start talking to people about stuff, they're kind of like, oh, I know somebody who knows that.
Yeah.
And again, it's like that chain and you kind of go, oh, okay. And then it starts opening up so much more for yourself. But it's just literally, sometimes it's just talking about things and even just talking about what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
Just even opens up those doors. Because again, like we kind of have a lot of shame about what it is that we want to do. And especially as women, like, you know, we should always like, you know, I've been told like you should just be grateful for what you have. I am grateful. I don't ever think that I'm not, but I'm not ashamed to say that I also want to make more for myself. I want to show my children, like, you know, there's more possibilities and you can create that for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, and just teaching them different ways and saying like, you know, look, I didn't know this, but this is how I overcome that problem.
Yes.
There's one of my other friends, he always said that there's no such thing as a problem, there's only solutions.
I love that.
And again, that's something that is so true, because it is literally like, okay, so what is it that I'm struggling with? This is what I'm struggling with. Okay, so then how can I then fix that?
Yeah.
You know, and even if you don't have the complete answer, you can totally still work around it. It was like, you know, when I had my office job, you know, what is my problem? I wasn't happy in my office job. So what's one of my solutions? Well, go and find another job. But it's like, at the time, I didn't need to know exactly what that job was. I just needed to understand this is my solution to that potential problem. So that's the next step. So how am I then going to go and find another job, you know? And it's just then taking those mini steps and then kind of like seeing what a potential solution was, but then kind of working back in mini steps.
What do you wish you had known at the very beginning of your journey?
It's very easy to lose focus, right. Definitely. And again, it's like, if you're going to do anything, you need to plan. And it's no matter how big or small it is, planning is definitely essential.
Yeah.
But even in business, when there's no good time to start a business. And again, like I've heard people say this so many times, and you kind of like, yeah, I know. But in a business, it's a complete learning game. From when you start it, nobody knows. Even the most successful business person could have the greatest background, but it's always going to be a learning game. So don't ever think that nobody makes mistakes. Because they do, but it's what you then choose to do with those mistakes. So either you let those then drag you down and use that as an excuse to stop your business from growing, or you learn from it and you grow.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've learned as well is taking time. And again, I'm still guilty of this. I get too excited when I have an idea. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell everybody about it.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. And then I kind of go, oh, I'm going to do this. And I start telling everybody about it. But then I don't think about how much time that actually takes to get it perfect. Because again, it's kind of, I recognize that when you do something, it has to work. And again, it's like even things like booking systems and just generally how your customer deals with your, like, even getting interested in your services.
Yeah,
that's all key, because again, like, if they're finding it too hard to make a payment or to get hold of you or just generally anything, like, you're gonna lose them.
Yeah.
And again, it's so important to make sure that everything takes so much time, so you kind of then have to plan that in. It's not as complicated as well. Again, like, as I mentioned before, like, business, yeah, I used to hear the word business and I was like, oh my god, I'm not a business person, cannot do that, I would not have them, you know. And it's actually more accessible to more people. And shockingly, I was reading some figures the other day where it was I think it was like 34% of UK businesses are owned by women, which was a jump from 17%.
Wow.
And like, to me, that has blown my mind. It's just so incredibly low.
Mm.
But it's like, again, like, I want to spread the word so that actually more people, more women should actually be wanting to do this for themselves. And again, like, you can then create that control and that security and not have that fear of somebody saying like, oh, you have your job, just be thankful for it. But, you know, I might take it away from you.
Yeah.
Like, you can act control and have that structure and that knowledge of what is actually going to be likely to happen in your life, whether, mm-hmm. you know, whether things are looking good in business or not so good. But then you've always got that chance to then grow it and learn from that experience as well. So
yeah,
there's really, I don't think, and it's probably like a very bold statement, I don't think you can really fail in business. I think what you can fail in is with your planning and your determination.
Yeah.
I think if you're very easy, unless you've got that resilience, and if you're not determined to keep on going when people will knock you back.
Yeah.
If you then think, no, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to, you know, and you use that to fuel you, then you're going to keep on growing. There's no doubt about that.
And I keep think on moving through that, isn't it? And it's, again, that message there is keep going. It's going to be difficult.
It's going to come across things.
And you're going to come across things that you don't know the answer to straight away. Mm-hmm. But as you said, you know, you can learn it. It's all out there. And actually, sometimes learning it in the moment when you need it helps you understand it far better than if you picked it up years ago and learned it as part of a course. So, you know, being able to grow your business is so much more accessible now. So if you could narrow it down to your three top tips for anyone starting a business, what would those three top tips be?
The top tips, it was just to literally just start. So no matter how big or small. So for example, when I was initially looking, I was kind of, again, you got overwhelmed by the bigger picture and you're kind of like, oh my god, how am I going to have this big successful business, blah, blah. Just start with actually just logging on and just actually registering your business name, you know. Just start with just something, and even if you don't do anything for the rest of the day, that's okay. Just do something, because then, you know, that day you will have a business where yesterday you didn't.
It's just that one small step.
And it's like, even if you kind of go, right, okay, so I want to look at this material to use on my products, or I'm going to look at some booking systems. You know, it's just sometimes just starting to kind of, I always do three jobs. And again, like in my journaling classes, because I can never write about this enough, I always set myself three jobs, no matter how big or small. So even if it's like, obviously it's January, so I've done my self-assessment, so that was one of my jobs one day. Next job could be do an Instagram post, you know. Another job could be get a product description written up and I'm post it to Etsy, or to post it to you know, my Booksy app, you know. So people then, you know, and then start talking about it. three jobs, you know, and again, that's then helped my business grow. It's not massively, but it's more than what I had done before, you yes. know, the day before. And I think that's the way that you've got to keep on looking at it. It's not going to be an instant thing. It's one of those things that you have to really nurture and yeah. really grow.
Yeah. And keep it slow and steady as well, isn't it? Because if you're the sort of person that has a flurry of activity, but then that causes you then to not do something for a while, you're going to stall your yeah. progress. So even if it is one small step that you're taking, then yeah. then that is still moving you forward. So what would be your second top tip?
Listen to podcasts.
Like this one.
Yes, this is the thing. Again, like podcasts, and it has to be people, because there's so much information out there, but it has to be people that you respect and who inspire you. It's no good listening to people that you don't actually have any interest in, just yeah. because, you know, that's the thing that you should do. You know, because you're not going to learn anything from them. There's so much information out there, and it's just thinking about what, be really, really specific about what it is that actually gets you motivated and sets that fire, and you know, yeah. within you, because that's where you're going to learn, and that's where you're going to grow, and that's when you're going to take notice of things and actually try and understand things a bit more. So listen to podcasts and read,
yeah,
definitely, because again, that's been a massive one for my mindset as well. And I've learned so much. It's just, yes, I cannot recommend that one enough. And it's literally like, and again, like, I know a lot of people are kind of say, oh, I don't really have the time. Just stick on a podcast if you're driving to work. Yeah. Like, whenever I get really annoyed with the radio because it's just talking absolute rubbish, or it's adverts,
or it's like
a song that, you know, and it's, or it's a song that I really, and I end up flicking for like 15 minutes. And I think to myself, why did I not just put something on that I could literally 15 minutes of where I could actually grow my mind rather yeah. than scrolling through the radio? Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? So use your time wisely. And even if you just read for 15 minutes, again, I get a lot of people don't necessarily enjoy reading, but read for 15 minutes before you go to bed instead yeah. of sitting like, and being like, actually make that conscious decision and choice, because again, it's all about choices. Is literally like, do you choose to grow yourself, or do you choose to then, you know,
just exist? And I'm not almost saying, isn't it,
yeah, and I'm not saying that we don't need a bit of time off, yeah. because I'm totally all for that as well. And again, there are times where I know I kind of sometimes need to take a step back, but I know I would rather pick you know, I would love to read a story, like, you know, read a biography or some form of, like, you know, mindset sort of book, rather than sit and watch a program, if that
yeah,
makes sense.
Absolutely. So then what would be your third top tip?
The third one is to research business models. And again, this is something, because there's so many models out there. So like, you got network marketing, which was a business model that I hadn't even heard of before I started up. Yeah. And again, there's so many elements of that does work.
Yes. And translates across as well. Like, there's so yeah. much that I learned from network marketing that I can apply to my business, even though I'm not a network marketing business. So yeah, there's yeah. so much to learn, isn't there, from other business models.
And there's, you know, and obviously you've got your traditional business models, and there's just so much out there. And again, it just gives you ideas. So you don't have to stick to one model. You can take elements, as we were saying, like, ours aren't network business marketing models, but you know, there is that element of networking, because it's all about talking about your product and not yeah. being ashamed about it. You know, yeah. it's kind of having that, there's always that sort of like attitude of like, so what is it that you do? And then you kind of go, oh, well, I could sort of like say like, oh, well, I just, you know, I teach a couple of journaling classes just on the offside, you know, I'm, you know, it's okay. You know, you can really downplay yourself, yeah. where you kind of like, you know what, at the weekends, you know, or when I've got spare time, I'm teaching journaling classes, and you know, I'm teaching people how to begin in journaling, and like mindset, and like actually teaching them consistency. And you know what? I absolutely love it. And it's like an hour of my time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just kind of rethinking how you feel. And then again, it's kind of, again, how you talk about your product and your business is such a crucial thing. So that's probably an extra, that's an extra tip, really.
Extra.
Sorry, I've told.
Three and a half.
Yeah, a little juicy bonus one. But definitely how you talk about your business and your products will either create interest or it's going to put people off, because they'll be like, oh, well, she's not really serious about it, so she's not going to want to grow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of, it's going to be one of those flaky things.
And I think so that's such a really, really good point as well. And actually, when I was speaking to Danielle from the Tired Mama Collection back in episode one of the podcast, you know, she was saying, you've got to be able to shout about your business. You've got to be able to stand tall and stand proud and say, this is what I do. So yeah, that's a nice little extra bonus tip. So if people want to find out more about you, where can they get hold of you? Where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook. I'm on Booksy, so you can search for me on Booksy. I'm pretty much everywhere.
All over the place. Have you got a website as well that people can visit?
I'm working on a website at the moment.
Exciting.
So again, it's because both me and my husband work in the same premises. We're kind of doing a collective. So we're also, it's Black Rose Collective. So he does barbering and I'm creative. So we're under one house, which is pretty exciting. So
really exciting.
We've got like a range of stuff for everybody as well. So we are working on a website as well, but we want it to be exciting and fresh and different and all the good stuff.
That's something to look forward to as well then. So make sure that you check Mandy out on Instagram, so Black Rose Creative, and go and have a little look at what she does. With all of my guests, I like to finish off the interview by asking you to complete 3 sentences for me. So I read them out one by one and you just complete them. So the first sentence is, if I could start my business again, I would.
Oh, if I could start my business again, I would definitely be braver and bolder in my decisions. I think for me, I was kind of a little bit playing safe and kind of
too timid, maybe.
Yeah, I'll just see where this goes. And then, you know, I'll book one where I should have been more bold and been like, no, I'm going to book 4 classes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to really go for it.
Yeah.
So I was quite bold with my 2 classes booking in the month, but I wish I'd been that little bit bolder and actually been like, you know what,
being bolder.
I think it's just, yes, definitely be bolder, definitely.
The second sentence is, I am happiest in my business when?
Oh, you know what, I'm so excited about this one. I absolutely love it when I speak to other students that's attended my classes and they've just said how much the class has actually changed them and how much it's impacted their life and how much more of a positive person they've become. And they just absolutely, they love the whole journey and the whole process of it. And they've really become one with it. I also love it when I see my actual designs being out, because recently I've done some Santa letters in which I donated the profits to Great Ormond Street.
Amazing.
And it was just so lovely getting the feedback about how happy the children were. And also just seeing my work out in the wild, you know, it's just, there's no other feeling than just kind of go, oh, I've created that, you know.
And that's amazing.
That's what it's about for me.
That's incredible. And to finish then, 3 words I would use to describe my business are?
Well, creative is definitely...
It's
got to be in there because that is pretty much me. Unique, because a lot of my stuff is hand-based. So there's never going to be anything that is the same or anything that anybody else can recreate.
Yep.
Because, again, it's very personal as well. So unique is definitely... definitely one, and empowering through my journaling. I that is my main aim, is to literally empower as many people as I possibly can.
Fantastic.
And just get them feeling amazing, which I'm getting there. I'm spreading the joy.
Absolutely. And you know, to allow Mandy to keep spreading that joy, make sure that you check her out on social media and see what she does. Thank you so, so much for joining me today, Mandy. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you and hearing about your business journey. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
I will speak to you very, very soon.
Yay! I look forward to it. Thank you again. Thank you so much. I've absolutely loved it today. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have loved what you have heard on this week's episode, I would be eternally grateful if you could head to iTunes, leave a 5-star review and hit that subscribe. Or if you are on Spotify, hit that follow button. Spreading the word about the Female Creative Talks really is the best way to grow my little podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you so much for your love and support. And don't forget, if you want more info on the Female Creative and how I can take you from idea to action, then head to my website, www.thefemalecreative.co.uk. Follow me on social media and reach out and say hi. All of the links you need are in the show notes. Thank you again, and I will speak to you very, very soon.